We're just all right. So I don't know. We just had a massive audio dilemma. We were spitting bombs. We were spitting truth bombs.
Been.
And it didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, so I don't know. We were talking about going back to war and how fun that's going to be.
Yeah, talking about that and getting robbed by the.
Okay, so let me just catch this up real quick because I had a good question.
Yeah, go.
A good question for you.
Please.
So basically, the Israel-Palestine thing happened. There's a huge sentiment to like protect allies, except for the fact that we've got, what do we say, 800, I think 850 something bases across the US, across the planet, and we're in 80 different countries, and Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, GE, Exxon, everybody's got is vested in profiting. If we're not at war, if we're not making weapons, these billion dollar companies do not have any need. And these people are very powerful. Raytheon alone sends 100 lobbyists to Congress on a regular basis. That's more than two lobbyists per congressperson. So it's crazy. Biden asked for $843 billion for national defense. It's crazy. Now, my question. Is this one of those, if you can't beat them, you might as well join them situations? Is that what they're trying to get us to?
What do you mean, like getting the people to? What do
How
you?
do you take down a Raytheon? How do you take down the military industrial complex? You can't.
Well, you know,
So
you're.
do you just be like, you know what? I'm buying Raytheon stock.
Yes and no. So you're right. Well, the Raytheons of the world will never go away. And the biggest reason isn't even the lobbying or any of the ties with the government and the Pentagon that they already have. That's not the reason that they'll never go away. The reason they'll never go away is because the Raytheons of the world have for like 50, 60 years had their own black budget programs, their own offshoots of the technology. So they could cl you could they could just close Raytheon right now. Boom, all of them done. Fire everybody. But guess what? There's going to be a small faction of, what do you call them? I don't know, renegades that have the technology already. The UFOs, the UAPs, the direct energy weapon technology, the looking glass technology, whatever it is, they've got it. So yeah, you're
Do you
never
know how
getting rid of
Raytheon
them.
started?
Huh?
Yeah, Raytheon started. They made radio tubes. And they made like one that was like crazy. And you could have it like in a home. And it made radios work more efficiently, like everywhere. Home radios, everything. It was called the Raytheon tube. They were called some other company, American Supply Company, I think they were originally called. And it was so successful that they just changed their name to Raytheon and American Appliance Company. 1922, bro, over 100 years ago. This company's been around for a century. But it's this kind of rinse and repeat thing now. Once you get into government contracted, that's exactly what you're saying. It's this rinse and repeat thing where if they were ever to be closed down, or if they were ever to not get a contract, or if they were ever to whatever, they've already developed things for the military and internally that the public doesn't have use for, or the public does not have access to. So they just commercialize whatever one of these technologies are. Boom, they do their Raytheon tube again. It's the microchip, it's the supercomputer, it's the whatever it is. They already have these things in development with this 800 nearly trillion dollars at their disposal. Not only them, but whatever. Maybe they have a half a trillion dollars at their disposal. They're not just being like, let's just keep making the same old thing. They're developing the next thing so that when, if and when something ever happens to them, they need to split apart. They can just be like, okay, we're going to commercialize one of our inventions and boom.
Well, that's how they could keep themselves functioning as, like, if you will, a legitimate corporation is what you're talking about. What I'm talking about is that they have access and have developed technologies that are far beyond what they are giving to the military even. I mean, this is what all these whistleblowers were talking about in the UAP hearings recently. Mm-hmm. They're talking about the fact that there's really only two options, right? Because these UAPs aren't China's and Iran's and Russia's. If they were, we would know, okay? So it's either some form of other being, whether that be aliens or interdimensionals or whatever you want, okay? It's an other being, or it's some secret technology that somebody's developed that no government has, no military has. And the only people who could develop a UAP like that would be the Lockheed Martins and the Raytheons and the Boeings and the so-ons. So
they have virtually unlimited money.
Unlimited money, and they're international. So, you know, let's just think here, okay? I'm going to put myself in the boardroom. I'm the guy in charge of the Black Budget Raytheon offshoot Renegade project. I'm the guy. I'm just a schmuck, and here's what I'm thinking. Buy a plot of land in another country or a whole-ass island somewhere. I want 50 hangars set up, all just stockpiled full of UAPs, ready to go. So that no matter what happens, World War III could kick off. Nuclear holocaust could freaking pop off. But guess what? I and my people have access to those UAPs, and we could do whatever the hell we want. That's what I would do. So you don't think that the billionaire Raytheon guys that are controlling this shit are thinking of this too? Of course they are.
Yeah, dude. I mean, people are talking all this like, Project Bluebeam and all this. Listen, the people that have the technology to do that is not Disney. It's Raytheon. It's BlackRock. It's Vanguard. It's State Street. Mm-hmm. Like, the companies that were like funding our military, and I support the military, but the companies that fund them are the ones that are also going to do this other stuff. Same company. So the company that's going to profit from going to war over and over again, going to war in Ukraine and Russia, going to war in the Middle East, going to war in China, they're going to profit. And they're going to make the money, and they're going to do the Project Bluebeam, and they're going to do the Great Reset. It's going to be them.
Yep. So just to kind of, here's like an example of this. The TR-3B. Have we talked about the TR-3B before? Mm-mm. It's the triangular spacecraft. I don't think.
Oh, we might have mentioned it a while ago.
Yeah, I don't think I can screen share this the way I have this set up on OBS right now. Not efficiently anyways. The TR-3B is this triangular spacecraft, okay? It's actually probably what people saw in the videos that the Pentagon released a year or two ago. Mm. Okay? Those like triangular craft. I'm looking at the patent. Anybody can Google this, okay? You can Google TR-3B patent. And the Google patents comes up, and here's the patent right here for this triangular spacecraft. And I do believe, let me scroll down here, I believe that this was handed off to Raytheon, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves me.
Jeez,
I don't see it, but I am almost positive. But this is my point, that these military-industrial complex entities, they've got technologies that are well beyond any government has. So, like, you know, we could talk shit all day long about like getting robbed by the government via taxes and them just blowing that money, sending it to Ukraine or whoever the fuck we want. Yes, terrible, not cool. But the real issue, honestly, is like another layer beyond that. It's like, bro, there's other people that have other shit way beyond what we could do. We have no chance in fighting a fleet of UAPs. It's just not going to happen. Somebody's got them. Somebody has them.
So do you You join them?
If they showed up at my door, if the men in black showed up at my door right now and they were like, hey, look, man, we're the guys. Here's the proof. Join or not. At this point, as black-pilled as I am, I'm probably joining, man. But the thing about it is...
I'm saying, like, what do you do? Do you start investing in these company stocks? Do you just be like, all right, I guess I'm pro-war now?
Hey, you can invest in the stocks and you might make some money on that. But the problem is that the money's not going to be worth anything soon. So if you do get rich off the Raytheon stocks, spend your money now. And probably you should do something like buy some survival food or a bunker.
No. You should join the Patreon and you should donate to us.
That too. The Patreon's been closed for like a year and a half. But
okay, well, just, you know, super chat.
Yeah, just send it to me. Yeah. But yeah, like it's like that's the level of black pill that I'm at with all this, right? That's why at the beginning when we were having audio issues, I was like, you were like warmongering. I was like, I'm for it. Let's go. Let the nukes fly. Because what else are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, there's no voting that's going to happen. We'll be like, oh, the people decided not to, you know, throw nukes out. Or the people decided that, you know.
Last time the people decided anything.
The UN is going to have to handle Taiwan.
Yeah. When was the last time the people decided anything? Really think about that.
Maybe Trump. I don't know. And let me tell you if that's the if that's the last time, that's also the last time.
Yeah, if that's a big if. I am not.
If the people decided, that was the last time the people decided.
You and everybody that's listening knows I'm not a Trumper. Now I definitely got his back when I know that there's absolute media bullshit about the guy, and I know that that's all lies. But I also know that the guy's probably not a good guy. He's not on my team, right? He's on somebody else's team. He's not on my team. He's not on the parasites team. He's on his own team with somebody else. But, you know, I don't think that that was even a people's choice, my friend. I think that that was a selection that was planned far in advance, just like every other selection.
Yeah, when I see how...
It's actually in the word, if you think about it. Election, selection.
Yeah.
Some word magic for you. Think about that. Some etymology, people. Look into that. Figure that one out.
Because, like, what they did to RFK and now he has to run as an independent. I mean, they could have done that to Trump.
That was a plan. I think that that's a plan. You know, Kennedy's a smart guy, man. He's in the Kennedy. He's a Kennedy. Okay?
I've listened to all of his podcasts that he's been on. That dude and his family are brilliant. Very, very, very accomplished family. It's incredible. I'm like, dude, these people, they're outstanding. When you talk about, like, we need to elect, like, the president or our nominees for president should be the best and the brightest of us, the most accomplished, the most capable. He's old, but dude has accomplished admirable things. And so has his family. And his uncle and his dad. I'm about a lot of what, get rid of the CIA. I'm about that, dude.
I am, but it's talk. That's my concern.
Well, see, they killed JFK. So he must, I know all he got to do was talk, but they were at least worried enough that they said, we got to kill him because he is going to shut it down. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I don't know. Perhaps. It's talk right now. We'll see. We'll see.
Perhaps. I think one of the biggest problems that, like, this country faces, if not the whole world, is that there is just a complete lack of trust in the whole system. And that, I mean, it's going deep to the point where even these populist candidates, you know, you got people like me, and if it's me doing it, there's probably at least another 5 million of me out there thinking the same thing. Like, nobody trusts any of these suits, period. It's just talk until they get in the chair, and then they're just a puppet for Raytheon or whoever.
Yeah. All right, are they using this guy to split up everybody's votes? Excuse me. Because it's like, you got a lot of diehard Republicans that are like, I vote Republican, period. Just red, all the way down. And then you got a bunch of Democrats that are just life Democrats. And they probably would vote for RFK if he was the Democratic nominee. But they're like, I'm not voting independent. I'm not voting third party.
It's and fishy. So then
there's enough of us that are like, let's do it. Let's get a third party guy in there. Finally. Let's just get somebody who's not playing to either side. Let's get somebody who's playing to both sides. Which at the same time, it's just like, that's also a problem.
So I'm telling you, man, like the more you really think about it, it's like, you know, like,
it's
okay,
crazy.
Like think about, let's go back to Trump for a second, right? Like it hasn't been that long, man. It's been like 8 years almost since he was elected.
Oh, since he was elected.
Yeah. So it's like, that's not a long time. If you think about how the ruling class plans things and pulls strings in the world. Like 8 years is not a long time.
Nothing.
And you know, it's not too far fetched for me to think that, like, hey man, they set it all up, man. They set it all up beautifully, perfectly. You put this guy in who they claim is an outsider, who's not really an outsider. I mean, bro, he's there's pictures of him with Epstein and Clinton, and yeah, you could say whatever you want. Going all the way back.
That's the number one show on TV for 15 years.
Number one show for 15 years. You don't get the number one show for 15 years without some kind of infiltration, right? So there's no way that this guy is untouched by corruption or blackmail. There's just no way, okay?
Or just blind by, like, vendettas and vengeance.
That could be too, but the point is they put
like
this guy in.
Is what I mean.
They put this guy in. They have him say all the right things to get all the people who would normally resist and revolt. You know what I mean? Those are the MAGA people, right? The MAGA people, the people who are gonna vote for Trump no matter what, right? A lot of those people are the ones that we were talking about earlier, like that aren't joining the military anymore because like there's some real dudes, man, some real hard dudes that are like MAGA guys. There's not a real lot of real hard dudes that are hardcore like Biden guys, right? So
zero of them.
They got all those masculine dudes and shit to join this MAGA thing. They're gonna vote Trump and they know they're gonna vote Trump. So then they get this RFK Jr. guy in. Right? And they're like, oh yeah, this guy's a populist guy. And like, everybody likes him. He's against the intelligence agencies, which is the perfect thing to say to suck more people in, just like they did the first time. That's what Trump did. And then now they're going to suck in some people and they're going to split the votes, like you said, and Trump's going to get elected. Trump's going to be the president. And that was set up. That was set up from the first time. They knew. They're like, yeah, you're going to be here. You're going to be gone. We're going to get this fucking zombie to be the president for 4 years, and you're coming back, and when you come back, it's going to be so big and all your followers are going to be, it's going to be so hype, bro, you're going to have full control, man. And those are the people who would have revolted.
And then war, because now you got a good guy.
Now you got the good guy. Everybody,
now America looks good again.
He's doing it.
Biden gets into war, all the actual fighting age males are gonna be like, this isn't a just war. Because this guy is brain dead. But you get old DT back up there, everything's going to be like, you know, we're the good guys. We got to go. We got to fight. They're our allies. And then, boom, we're in there. Everybody's like, yeah.
Yep. All your cowboys and your real hard dudes that just voted MAGA because they had to, right? Because for America, they're going to go. And now they are... like they would have been the ones that would have resisted, really resisted, not like vote for Trump and resist the swamp. No. Resist.
How easy is it going to be to pull another weapons of mass destruction ruse?
Easy. They're doing it right now. They tried
every
day.
I'm saying, like, back in 2001, I mean, that was kind of like, we're just off the, you know, Cold War's like 10 years old. You know, the 10 years past ish. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, nuclear's back on the table. But now you got the three big guys over there in a hot war, almost a hot war. You throw out the weapons of mass destruction and you know who's going to show up. You start talking, oh, they're going to do a nuke. They got it. They've developed it. They dropped one in the desert somewhere just to scare everybody. We're out there, man. We're there.
Look what happened to Maui, right? Like, I don't know if you've seen pictures of, like, the aftermath. It looks like a freaking nuke went off in some places, right?
It does.
So that's all that they have to do. You hit some spot somewhere on the other side of the world with the direct energy laser. You fry it up a little bit, and then you take some pictures and you send it back this way and you say, look, they dropped a nuke. They did it.
Yeah. Yeah, you literally, I mean, they could just put it in an Unreal Engine and I wouldn't be able to tell.
They could put it in Unreal 5, bro. You have no idea. Bro, there's guys.
What kind of topsy-turvy world do we live in right now?
There's people who stream politics right now. Big streamers who get like 1,000 concurrent viewers, right, when they're streaming, that are pulling up footage of Arma 3, which is a video game. It's a military simulation video game. It's a sick game. They're pulling up footage of this game. Like, look, man, here's a footage of some whatever, right? A bomb went off somewhere and a freaking, oh, look, they're shooting at a plane that just dropped a missile or JDAM. That's a video game. But they're pushing this shit, right? And it's just like nobody knows freaking anything, bro. That's why I have no trust, dude. I have no trust. Zero.
Here's the thing. We've gotten to the point where what we can do looks so real that if it looks too real, I don't believe it. I'm like, we've never gotten crystal clear 4K footage of an explosion. This thing should be all pixelated and crap and like overexposed and blown out. And then I was like, where's the low quality stuff at that looks fake? That's the real stuff.
It's like Elon said when he launched the Roadster into space, allegedly. Yeah. He said, you know it's real because it looks so fake. And that shit looked fake, dude.
That's the truth, though. That's the truth, man. When you get in there and you start looking at, like, old, you know, war in Iraq videos, and it's like, you can't see anything. Everything's real shaky and pixelated and the frame rate's not right and explosions happen and the whole thing is blown out white because the aperture is not set right. And all. You know that's real because no one's perfectly exposing for it. But then when you're looking at these game ones that look really real, but you can see all of the fire, it's all orange and red and the smoke and all, and there's no like from the camp. Like, okay, we're talking fake, but... but it looks real, man. It looks crazy real. And you'd fool. And no one is thinking about it like that. When you see it, you know, and if they really start to try to make it look like it is off of a security camera, it's over, man.
Well, look what just happened in Gaza, man. Like there was all these reports. Israel bombed a hospital. And killed 500 civilians in a hospital. And people were freaking out, man. There was protests all over the world. There was an insurrection. There was an insurrection, by the way, that nobody's talking about. Like 300 people.
January 6th?
No, worse. Like 300 people. I don't know. I wouldn't say worse, maybe, because there was some violent assholes on January 6th. Not everybody, but there was some. But
yeah,
there was a freaking insurrection that happened. There was like a sit-in protest like in the Capitol. Like 300 people got arrested. You think they're going to get 20 years? Probably not. But
you're going to get shot in the face and armed?
Yeah, probably not. Probably not.
Probably not. But guess what? For what? Didn't even happen.
That's where we're
Didn't
at.
Didn't even happen.
That's where we're at. That's where we're at, man. Question everything used to be, you know, it used to mean one thing. Now it means like a whole other thing. Question everything is...
Yeah, literally question everything.
Yeah, literally.
Like you actually literally have to question everything. And then if you do, labels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, going back to the point. So they said that they bombed this hospital. Come to find out, that's not what happened. A Palestinian rocket hit the parking lot. wasn't even an Israeli rocket that, and it didn't hit the hospital. It was a Palestinian rocket that hit the parking lot. Oops. Oops.
Oops, got that one wrong. Let's redact that. Where's the fact check on that, huh?
Almost put boots on the ground. Oops.
Where's the fact check on that? Who's pulling that account, right? Who's suspending CNBC and CNN and all the... Who's suspending their accounts for getting that one wrong?
Oops.
Oops.
Oh, yeah, and Biden said that he saw the photos of the decapitated babies that turned out not to actually have happened.
Oops. Oh, did they confirm it didn't happen?
Yeah, from what I understand, maybe I'm wrong, but from what I gathered, there was no actual footage or images of this that Biden said he saw.
Here's the thing, though. I don't put it past some of them. I don't know which countries practice beheadings. I don't know if Palestine's one of them. But I've seen the videos of dudes walking around with their wives' heads through the street. I wouldn't put it past them.
Jade said, probably from his personal collection. I'm assuming you mean the pictures of the decapitated babies. You're probably right.
Yeah, dang.
I saw them.
I drank the blood out of this one last week.
I saw.
Come on, man.
Trauma depression. Yeah.
I sniffed this one's head right off.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Lord, save us. Save us, bro. Isn't there something about...
Well, anyway.
Isn't the end of the world supposed to pop off over there? Isn't that in the Bible somewhere?
Yeah. I think it's Daniel and Revelation, the three countries that rise up against Israel. And the end, this is not now, this is after, at the end of the Great Tribulation, is Iran, China, Russia.
Oh. Oops.
Oh. Wait, hold on a second. This book's right again?
Oops.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
It's calling it? Yeah, man. I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy that people still doubt this book. I know that there's questions about, you know, these different things, but, and people have issues with certain things in the Bible and the things it teaches, whatever. Okay, fine. You cannot agree. It might not sit well with you, but the fact that it knew the countries that it knew Israel wasn't going to be a nation and then would be again. How? It knew that these countries were going to be at war with Israel? Like, how?
Right. So,
how do you guess that?
I have like a deeper perspective on this, actually. I agree with you, kind of. Because I actually I believe that the ruling class, that they have a belief as well. And I think that their cult-like belief does stem from a lot of the same knowledge that comes from the Bible. Okay. Now, I don't think that they use the Bible in the same way that like a Christian or a Catholic would use the Bible. Like that's not their holy book. It just holds some information that in their cult they utilize. Okay. So I would argue that these people over the course of history have made things happen to try to purposely bring about events in the Bible, right? To bring about Armageddon. Like the whole point of these parasites, we've talked about this a trillion times, that they feed on negative energy, right? And it's interesting when you know that, and then negative things start happening. You know, whatever it is, whether you're just angry or whatever, it's almost like you can kind of sense that there's something leeching off of that energy. Okay, they want Armageddon to happen because that means they got food, bro. So they pull all the strings. Like so on one hand, I would say that the Bible didn't necessarily predict that Israel wouldn't be and then would be and wouldn't and this type of thing, but more so that these people made that happen to fall in line with this book, but in turn, making the prophecy in the book true. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's kind of like when Jesus tells Peter that he's going to deny him three times before the sun comes up, and then Peter goes out and stands with this group of people and denies Jesus three times before the sun comes up. You can't even avoid it. I told you what's going to happen. You could have just stayed right here.
Right.
And you could have just sat right here and just been like, no.
And that was Peter's choice. Because we have free will, that was Peter's choice. He chose to do the thing that was prophesied to be done.
It's this conversion.
Yeah.
And he chose to do something he didn't want to do. He's like, I would never do that. It's a convergence. And then it happens. So it's like when they say, oh, yeah, Iran and China and Russia are going to rise up against Israel on all sides and whatever. It's going to be this like last big hurrah before, you know, there's an intervention and they can't even help it. They couldn't help it. They might be trying to further it along because there may be like some level of disbelief that anybody's going to actually intervene. So they're like, all right, you know, maybe there's something to this, but I don't believe that any intervention is going to happen. So let's take them out. But then there's also like, why Israel? You know, that's the other thing that always gets me. And I, even me who believes it still is just like, how did that happen to where like the Bible calls out that God selected these people out of all the other nations? Like, I'm going to do something special to you. And you're going to testify to the rest of the world about me and who I really am. And then literally the entire rest of human history is like, everybody wants to destroy that country. Everybody across the planet. It's just like, whoa.
It's the same thing. It's the, I don't know if you want to say like the book prophesies, but like, you know, whatever it is, the tablets or whoever, the scrolls that were initially written, you know, they prophesized that these things would happen. And then people made choices out of free will to make the prophecy happen, right? It's like this weird cycle. I don't know. It's like Final Destination. You remember the movie Final Destination? It's like you're going to die. And if this thing doesn't kill you, this thing over here will kill you after, right? It's like, and the choices you make could weave in and out of this, but it's gonna happen. And I feel like that's what these prophecies
are. Their holy books. It's even before a lot of this stuff was.
Sure, yeah. Well, that's why I was saying like world. On the tablets or it's the scrolls or the words that were people were just
crazy.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
I always wondered that too. Like,
makes me scratch my head.
Yeah, like why the Jews? Like I've always wondered that as well. Like what? Like why are they always the ones that are being cast into the desert or whatever it is? Like they're enslaved and then they're in the it's like why them? But then it makes you think. Yeah. Like, are they actually the chosen people, or is this something else? I have no idea, bro. That's like an age old question, right?
Yeah, that's it. That is the age. It's like, that's what keeps me. I keep scratching my head going like, it's got to be. It's either something I don't know or it is what it says it is. You know, it's some like hidden mystery that no one actually knows. Or this thing is it's true. They are God's people and evil really is trying to stomp them out, even though they make horrible decisions all of the time. And the Bible goes, they've been doing it since day one, dude. Day one, Israel started. Jacob, his name changed to Israel because he wrestled with the angel in the desert. He fought him all night. It's like that's the reason Israel is called Israel, because they fought with God. And that is literally the name of their people. So it's just been like, and it never changed. It never changed. It never will. They're always going to be battling with him and battling the world. It's just crazy that it's been consistent for like, how long has the Bible been being written for? Like 3,700 years or something like that.
It's crazy, dude.
Or not really. But I'm just like, whoa, man. It's weird to see, because like when I was growing up in the 90s, right? My dad's reading me, you know, the books and reading me Revelation, reading me Daniel. And he didn't spend too much time on it, but he brought it to my attention. I'm thinking, way in the future. I'm thinking like, man, it'd be cool to it would be morbidly cool to live for another 200, 300, 400 years and see that happen. Like to actually see the prophecy come true. I didn't think I'd be 30 and it like pieces start falling into place. I'm like, dude, this is, I don't want to live through this, dude. If it's true, that's too scary. I don't want to live through it. I hope this isn't what we think, you know, it, what a lot of people think it is. I hope this is just kind of like a little birth pang, a little like, ooh, oh, something almost popped off there. Ooh, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that, I go back to them trying to like fulfill the prophecy, like force, like force fulfill it. And that's the thing that worries me is like, you know, how long goes by? Because the thing is that some of these people in this cult, they're old, man. They're really old. They're in their 80s and 90s. Some of them older than that. And
are we talking about you talking about Congress?
Yeah, some of them. Some of them are in Congress. But yes, you know, the lizard people, right? The parasites, the ruling class. A lot of those people are super old. They don't have a lot of time left, and they've dedicated everything for their whole lives to make these prophecies come true. So my concern is that, they'll just make, they'll do something crazy, man, to try to see it in their lifetime.
Yeah. That's horrible. Because it's not good. It's not like, oh, peace.
Mm-mm. But they don't want peace. First. They've never wanted peace. The ruling class has never wanted peace. That's why there's never been peace. It wouldn't be hard to get peace. It's not, you know, it's not hard. At this point, yeah, it's impossible. We've already fucked up too many things. But, you know, if you went back a couple thousand years, you know, it wouldn't have been hard to just set things up in a way that it was relatively peaceful, aside from your scumbags, your random scumbags here and there. But they don't want that, man. They set the systems up a certain way on purpose. They want...
I think that human nature just makes it so you can't have peace.
I don't think that that's
somebody's going to get in there and be like, ah, everything's cool. Let me start taking some stuff over. Ah, he let his guard down. Nobody's ever like all comes to the table and be like, yes, I don't want to fight you either. When has that ever happened?
I mean, it has happened.
Really?
Dude, Genghis Khan, man, as much terror and murder and pillaging that they did, okay, that the Mongols did back then, there was this thing that they did where they would roll up and they would basically give like the whole freaking city an option. Hey man, either we're in charge now or we'll kill all of you. And yeah, most people were like, most people were like, let's just be friends. And they were in peace. Within the Mongol Empire, there was peace. Outside the Mongol Empire, on the borders where they were taking over, obviously there wasn't peace. But once an area was brought into the Mongol Empire, it was peace, man. That you could worship any god you wanted. Like it was a quote unquote free society. There was obviously slaves, and don't get me wrong, I know that the history that I'm spewing right now is not 100% accurate. There are total fucking crazy shit that happened back then. But generally speaking, what you're saying, yes, people want peace. They don't want us to get slaughtered.
No, not personally, no. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like the Genghis Khans of the world are not out to go like, nobody move. Everybody just lock it in where they're at. I don't want any more.
Sure. Sure.
Those people, the people at the top are not like, let's just everybody be nice. They're like, no, let's freaking blow this thing up because I want more. And everybody underneath them who the ones actually have to go to war, like, hey, we stop this.
Well, again, Genghis Khan was ruling class. But the people within the Mongolian Empire were not, and there was peace within the Mongolian Empire. Right?
Yeah,
so this
like
goes back.
Common people, we want peace.
Yeah. So
I don't want to fight nobody.
My whole point is just saying that I don't think it's in human nature for us to not want peace. I think it's in human nature for us to want peace. I think there's psychopaths out there that do things that create mayhem.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Somebody's always going to throw a wrench in the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're right. I do believe that we do want to, most people want to just be like, all right, I got my little thing. you're good over there. But then the second somebody starts being like not cool, now we got to fight.
Well, it usually
second the music's too loud across the street. Now all of a sudden my lane wasn't good enough.
Yeah, but you know, in small quarrels, you could still have peace and have quarrels and stuff like yeah. that. But just on a global scale, it's just like the problem that happens is that you have a society and it's mostly people who just want to do their own thing and be peaceful. Just and then you've got oligarchs and shit that come through and they ruin everything. They start taxing you. Now you got to pay for all this shit. It's like, look at us right now, man. Like, no matter how much money I make, I'm broke.
Dude, I was just thinking about this morning and I was like, I got to stop thinking about this. I'm going to start crying.
Yeah.
I can't believe how expensive everything is.
I can make $10 an hour. I can make $30 an hour. At the end of the month, I'm broke. And
yep.
that is what causes people to like, now I'm pissed off and I'm angry and shit. And oh, now you want to like stir me up and get me to not want peace anymore and let's go bomb somebody. You're more likely to get that out of some people who are just fed up and just drained and just slaves to the system. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's why you're getting all this, there's these riots and stuff everywhere else. You got, these are all inner city riots, man.
Yeah.
People are burning down their own local businesses, looting, you know, mega corporations. I heard like Lowe's or something lost like almost $1 billion in stolen product. Just, it's crazy. Everybody's just ready. I mean, this is why you get a January 6th. This is why you get an October, whatever it was. Everybody just wants, they're like, I'm tired of this. But this is what is the most crazy. Everybody says, I'm tired of this. We got to change things. And then vote red, vote blue.
Yep.
What do you think you're going to get again?
No, I'm not going to say everybody, but a vast majority of people are just stuck in the paradigm, which was
stuck.
That was the plan. Get them stuck in the paradigm. It's actually
vote for Trump. You're going to get that same thing. Nobody in Congress, nobody in the military industrial complex, nobody in big pharma, nobody in big insurance is going to change. No positions are getting changed. No entities are getting, you know, dissolved. Nothing. Still got the CIA, still got the NSA spying on you, still got the FBI foment and, you know, a revolution in the
yep. Patriot Act still here. Still got the Patriot Act.
Patriot Act's still here, dude. Still spying on us.
They're still trying. If they could, they would pass a bill every day to raise taxes. If they could.
If they could. Yeah, taxes are only going to go up. We're only going to be involved in other countries' wars and everything. That's it. You get Biden in office again, or whoever's going to, you get Newsom in, good friggin' luck, dude.
And this
you get Vivek Ramaswamy in, I have zero doubt in my mind that he fails all of his objectives. Everything that he said that he's going to do, I'm going to dissolve the CIA and we're going to get rid of the FBI. We're going to turn it into, you know, the Federalist, that and the other thing. We're going to bring those people into other. I have no doubt in my mind he fails every single thing that he said he was going to do. He's just shooting for the moon, dude.
Yeah, he has no
like,
idea, bro.
All he should go up to is to be like, listen, if we have another pandemic, I won't close all of the businesses. And then I think he'll be able to live up to that.
Here's a thought I just had. Remember earlier?
That's about it.
I don't know if I was talking about this before or after the audio issues, but where I was talking about how like the Raytheons of the world have access to technologies that like the military industrial or the military doesn't have and governments around the world don't have, right? So there was an event back in the 50s, I think it was, where a bunch of UFOs flew over the White House. Do you know about this?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I just had this thought. I was like, man, what if those were Raytheon UFOs? And what if they showed up and they just, that was the moment where they were like, hey, just so you know, U.S. government, Mr. President, you don't control shit. We control shit. You'll take your orders from us from here on out. And They don't have to fly UFOs over the White House anymore. They only had to do it once. Just to let them know, like, hey, we got the tech. We got you, bro. We got direct energy weapons. We got UFOs. You're doing what we say. And, like, here we are, 100 years almost later.
Or Lazar is right, and we did find some stuff. We did find some stuff in a pyramid or in a, what's the ziggurat, you know, whatever.
Ziggurat of Ur.
Guarded by the military.
Mm-hmm.
We did find some stuff. And we're testing it during hot times, testing it during times where people are over, right? We're just finished World War II, and then we're flying stuff. You know, Joe Rogan always says, oh, you know, it's after we drop the nuclear bomb, all of a sudden UAPs start showing up, UFOs start showing up, alien sightings start showing up. Maybe we're just testing stuff out while everybody's kind of in a frenzy and everybody's kind of over it. Everybody's like overstimulated with the news and just not even absorbing it anymore. Perhaps. I mean, look at, I mean, it's been just an absolute storm in the media with Trump, with investigations, with Biden, with Russia collusion, with the war in Ukraine and COVID and everything. And then also we're going to throw in aliens. We're just going to throw that in there because we're actively testing the stuff because there's the tic-tac because we, you know, because we're testing the stuff out. We're back engineering. And then we're out. Then they're out. They throw it out there and we're out. Okay. You're not going to absorb it. And they test the water. Boom. Nobody freaked out? All right, cool. We can presume with our testing.
Yep. They told you. They told us.
How many millions are missing from the Ukraine budget?
Billions, I think it is, actually. I think it's six. Last time I heard it was 6 billion missing, just like unaccounted for.
There's no black budgets.
We sent like almost 200 billion and like 6 billion. It's just like, I'm not really sure. Where exactly that went.
Yeah, that didn't make it in someone else's pocket somewhere.
Nope. Sure it didn't.
Because we act like it's not digital. Like we just shipped over like pallets of money. No. Nobody's shipping over container ships full of US dollar bills. Absolutely not. This is wire transfers. This is the highest level with the most security. Either we're getting hacked and somebody's pulling funds out, or it's going to other interest groups. It's going, you know, 20% to the big man.
I just wonder how long until, like, you know, because, right, the U.S. is the world's ATM. We're paying for everybody's shit. We're paying for everybody's defense all over the place. How long until those countries start realizing that that American dollar ain't worth anything?
That's it, dude. That's our end, man. Once they move to the Russia, China, Iran dollar, whatever their currency thing is, whatever their conglomerate's going to be, that's the end for us, man. That's the only thing propping up our infrastructure is the fact that we are the standard at the moment. Once we're not the standard and we have to go to a universal digital currency or digital currency, it's.
And here's the thing, too, I just thought about. What is our money backed by right now?
Imagination.
Mostly, yeah. But it's supposed to be because the rest of the world uses our dollar to trade oil, right? Oil. They're trying to do away with combustion engines. Like, that's on the list of things to get rid of soon, right? So if they have their way, no more oil means no more money worth something because of oil.
It doesn't even have to be that complicated. Well, who are the two countries that supply us all of our oil?
Russia and Venezuela?
And Venezuela
or
is...
Or Saudi Arabia, not sure.
Yeah, it's the countries in the Middle East, Venezuela, kind of, and Russia. Who are the two countries we're going to go to war with? Russia and Iran. It's like...
Which is insane, bro. We've got oil here, man. If, like... Dude, not being a big Trump guy, I saw a clip the other day on YouTube Shorts or someplace, and it was just like, it was Trump, and he was just, somebody asked him some question, like, what do you do about, you know, people struggling and inflation? Like, what are you going to do? And he said, drill, baby, drill. And I'm like, bro, that makes so much sense, man, because if we just started pumping that shit out of the ground and selling it to everybody, we'd have so much money over here. And energy, bro, my energy bill went way up. Did yours go up? Mine went way up, bro. I usually pay like $120, $125 a month-ish. Dog, like $180.
Yep.
Nothing has changed except the price.
Yep.
But if we started drilling, that wouldn't be the problem. My electric bill would go
forward to go to work at my job.
If we started drilling, bro, my electric bill would go from 180 back down to 120 and keep going down probably to like $60. And you're right.
Gas prices would be
$1.50.
$1.50.
Yep.
Man, dude, I'd be taking road trips all the time.
And you know what the beautiful thing is if we start sucking oil out of the ground here, because of the regulations and stuff that we have here that they don't have in those other countries, all of the
oil you ever had,
all of the what's the word for it, like the products that they make out of oil, like plastics and things like that,
petroleum based products
would all be created here at a much much cleaner, right? The thing is, like, we're never going to get rid of plastics, right? Let's just get the fantasy out of our minds, right? I know plastic in the ocean is terrible. We're never going to get rid of plastics. So the best we could do is produce that shit here where we have regulations and can be like, yo, we need this to be clean, so on and so forth. And cheap. You realize when you buy something off the shop, off the shelf at Walmart, that like something like 30% of the price of that is solely for packaging.
What?
And 30% might be a stretch. I don't remember the exact number, but it's a lot. It's a big chunk.
When you say that, though, I remember hearing somebody on Instagram or whatever, one of those, talking about like that he literally couldn't sell his product because packaging costs so much.
That's what I'm saying. And my numbers could have been totally off there. I'm not, you know, but it's something, you know, the fact that the packaging, the plastic and all the things like that, that's a problem. Do it here, man. Make it cheaper. Pump that shit out of the ground. Let's go. Let the nukes fly.
They'll never do it.
No, they're not going
to
do it.
Now, it's too far gone because the wrong guy said to do it. If Hillary and Biden and AOC were like, we cannot rely and support these, you know, countries with humanitarian crisis. We have to be independent. We have to do it the cleanest, and we have to be the ones that set the trend for a green planet and blah, blah, blah. And we have to be the one that makes sense for their platform. We need to drill local. You know, we need to drill in the U.S. and we need to be the ones that are setting the benchmark for the rest of the world. Still lines up with their platform, and the economy flourishes. But they didn't say it because they have to oppose the other guy.
Part of the plan.
Just
have Orange Man say the thing so that everybody else can oppose it, and it never happens.
I can't even just... Dude, it's so common sense. And like, how do you get into office and get up there and be dumb?
You have to be dumb. They're not going to let smart people in there.
This is the thing. This is what you were saying earlier with like that convergence where it's like you can't even help but go down the path. Even if you wanted to resist it or if you knew what the path was. It's like America, from what it says about the end, we don't come to Israel's aid. We're not helping. So we have to be crippled.
Are we not even mentioned? Isn't it like a thing where like there is no...
Not even mentioned.
So either we don't exist anymore or...
Or just...
Just not in the game.
We're part of them.
Yeah.
We're just all lumped into the attackers. We might freaking turncoat. But it's like there's all of these steps that could be made. All of these things that we could do to pivot off that path. Be like, yes, we're going to cripple their economy. We are going to become independent. We are going to have our dollar remain strong. We're going to all of these things that we could do that make absolute sense, still go with either party. Doesn't matter who's in office. You can still make these decisions that strengthen the U.S., that make us more independent, that make us operate, you know, without relying on these countries that would love to see us crumble. And we don't make any of those choices. We can't even help. We can't even help it. On either side, we can't even help it.
It's like Liar Liar with Jim Carrey. Once the wish was made, he just couldn't lie, bro. No matter how hard he had to lie, he couldn't.
Couldn't do it. And that's what I was like, we have so many good decisions that need to be made. They have to be made in order for America to survive. And they're obvious. They're very obvious. They're very easy. They're very like, well, duh. And if you polled most people, they'd go, well, yeah, duh. And yet the representatives that are representing us who are going, well, yeah, duh, are going, no, we're not going to do that.
It's because they're looting. They're looting it dry, brother. They're looting it dry. Looting it dry, man. The dollar's going to collapse. Nuke's going to go off somewhere. We're all going to get drafted. There probably won't be an election next year. Wouldn't be surprised. That's where I'm at.
No, everybody's too anti-establishment now.
I just lost my best guitar pick somewhere.
Oh, no.
Oh, I found it. We're good. False alarm. Don't worry, everyone.
False flag.
False flag.
No, I think everybody's too anti-establishment to win.
Yeah.
Even the Democrats that are anti-establishment are now having to run third party. It's like they clearly don't want anybody who's going to buck the system at all. They hated Trump. They're going to do everything to keep that man out of the office. Vivek is never going to make it in. He's too anti. He might not even be anti-establishment, but he's speaking like he's anti-establishment. So he's not getting in. DeSantis has made himself out to be an anti-establishment guy, but I don't actually know if he is.
No.
Keep him as the governor, I say. But so
see what the governor of Arkansas just did?
I did. Go ahead and tell them what they did. I got mixed feelings on it.
So they did this press conference or whatever, and they were basically like speaking to at least one specific Chinese corporation that has been identified as like, you know, this working for the CCP, which most Chinese corporations do. And this corporation owns a shit ton of land in Arkansas, and they do seed research on seeds, right? And then they send that research back to China, of course. Well, Arkansas comes out and they're like, you're going to sell us that land back. And if you don't sell us that land back, we're taking it back. You're not owning China. The CCP essentially is not going to own land in Arkansas, especially to do seed research that they're going to send back to China and use that information to do harm on our farms, on our food. Hell no. So they're like, sell us the land back. We'll give you money for it. Or we're taking it. There's some people out there. There's a couple of people that are running some shit. There's some white hats, is what I'm saying. There are some white hats out there.
Here's the thing, man. Here's that again. Here's the convergence. Either they buy everything and they take over and they destroy the U.S., or we provoke them and they fight us and they destroy us. It's like when you have It's like when you have an X in both corners in tic-tac-toe. It's like, I win no matter what you do. I'm getting three in a row. It's over. That's it. These guys friggin', I don't know if, like you're saying, if they're as brilliant to have, or I put the forethought in to be like, all right, we're going to set this up so that way, no matter what happens, we can make the end happen. We can make this end of the era. There's no God that's going to come back. So it's just going to be us and we're going to take over. Or if it's one of those things where it's just like, he said it. And so it's going to happen no matter what. It doesn't matter how you slice it. Every way you slice it, it's only going to happen this way. That's just, man, dude. I guess, yeah. Try to make some Raytheon stocks, dude.
Get your money now while it's worth something.
Dude, invest in BlackRock, dude, and get yourself some land and, you know, just try to get insular, try to get some sort of natural resources that you have access to. And yeah, I don't know, man. If you want to know what happens next, freaking crack the book open, blow the dust off of it and give it a read. It's scary, but at least you know.
Start working on that cardio.
Start working on that cardio, dude, because they're going to come for you.
You're going to need to run. Gonna come for you. You need to be able to run, and you need to be able to carry shit while you run. Start working on that
cardio. Get your kids in shape. Make sure you're in shape. Get your old lady in shape, because there's going to be some lean years coming up.
Yep.
It's going to be some lean years. Do you take them? Do you get chipped?
Do I get chipped?
What happens when they force you to get chipped? They're already incentivizing it. $500 a month to get chipped.
You know, it's crazy because a lot of us will talk big game like, oh, they're not going to chip me, bro.
It'll chip you when you're hungry.
Hey, man, you know, when you literally cannot access food and water and shelter because you don't have the chip or the digital currency, it's going to be real hard to say no, man, if you're not already set up.
When your kids are hungry?
Yeah. If you're not already set up with a homestead situation, and I got to be honest, I don't have a homestead. Wish I did. If anybody out here listening has a homestead and you've got room for two, let me know. I'm there. I'll come and fucking shovel goat shit or whatever y'all doing out there. Let's go.
There we go. Camera went out of focus.
Focus. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't have one. I'm not prepared. When my kids get hungry, it's going to be tough, dude. It's going to be tough for me to not take that chip, dude.
Yep. It's going to be real hard, man. So we got to figure something
having
out.
A snipe off other people's animals and stuff.
Yeah, that'll last for like 6 months, and then all the animals are going to be gone. Look at North Korea, bro. There's no dogs. There's no cats. Probably be hard-pressed to find a squirrel in North Korea.
Dude, I'd be hard-pressed to find an animal in Orlando.
Yeah?
I might get a squirrel, a couple birds, but
yeah, now imagine
I'm not getting a deer.
How many people live in Orlando? Like a million plus?
A million, yeah, over a million.
So imagine how little wildlife you see in Orlando. Okay? It's there. There's birds. There's some deer and shit, right? Imagine a million people going out and trying to eat. How long is it before there's no squirrels, there's no birds, there's no lizards, no frogs, there's no worms? Like, bro, like, who's got a homestead, man? Fly me out, man. I'm scared now. I freaked myself out on this episode.
I know, dude. This black pill stuff is a bummer.
It is a bummer, dude. Something's got
to happen. I've never understood the blue pill guy more.
Oh, yeah. He's just never like, give me the blue pill. I want to stay in the Matrix. The steak tastes good.
I know
good.
It's fake, but I'd rather have it. I'd rather pretend. I'm like, dang, man. I'm not the one. I'm not Neo. I'm not the guy that goes out there and beats the system, takes the whole thing down. It's not me. I'm regular guy. They could freaking drone strike me right now. Oops. It ain't me.
That's what they say, so, too. Oops.
Oops. I'm going to hop on the video games. I'm going to play some Starfield.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat food. I'm gonna eat snacks. I'm gonna work my job. I'm gonna hop on and do my stream. I'm gonna talk a bunch of crap about the government and be like, "You can't touch me until they touch me."
Yeah, it's gonna be hard.
So
man.
I don't know.
Who knows? Somebody will hit us up with a homestead, and we'll be fine, bro. I believe in the listeners. Somebody out there, there's a billionaire that's listening. That's like, I got you guys, man. So, anyways, I'm done. I'm black-pilled to shit. I'm hungry.
Yeah, I gotta eat dinner.
Sorry for the listeners that you guys missed out on the first 30 minutes because it was fire. Just trust
hot.
Me. You know?
Hot.
So,
I want to touch on some JFK next time. You got any JFK professionals in your Rolodex?
I do, actually. Yep, I sure do.
Should see if we can get a guest next time, go over some JFK, because there's some guys talking some hot heat right now, man, that might get JFK'd.
I got a guy who's got some JFK books out.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll hit him up.
All right, sweet.
All right, guys and girls, bye.
Bye.